My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Care, what'd you do yesterday? We worked. All I needed was a denim jacket and a cigarette. And he sounds like my dad growing up.
Y'all love that, right? Come on. This is no vacation.
We gotta love it. Yeah.
It's no days off.
I'm not mad at him for his answer.
No,
I just don't
know.
That's all. No, we're good.
Just the immediacy.
No problem at all.
How abrupt the response.
We worked. Miles Garrett, close to coming back. Judy, close to coming back. Shelby Harris, non-serious injury. That was the quote. And Za'Darius Smith will be back after 2 days out for a personal reason. So there you go. Down at the Fabulous Greenbrier, which is up for sale. So anybody who's a real estate speculator, you can now own, if you got the money, where the Browns spend a week at training camp. That's a possibility for you there. Let's get into this now. So you and I, at the end of the show yesterday, it became a thing. I'm going to say no for the same reason I said no to Joe Flacco. And let me explain this here in a second. It was questioned whether or not Miles Garrett, Mike Vrabel should have a game day role. And I said, no, he doesn't need a game day role. And you asked me to explain it. And Owen, in a lot of ways, said I was wrong and said I was nuts. And then you jumped in and said I was nuts. And I could not believe that I was outgunned in this because I didn't think that he needs a game day role. Well, I'll explain why here in a second, but go back to what you said.
Yeah, first, the Vrabel thing's been interesting all the way around. I know it was Zach Jackson said it seemed like there was secrecy involving his hire to begin with. And now, no secrecy at all. I mean, they said, well, you see it on the video, social media, like what he's doing every day, the amount of work he puts in, and then he did a press conference. So I started to think, man, are they... They are really leaning into the way that Mike Vrabel is going to help these guys. I love it. I've absolutely been enamored with him for a long time now. Even when things collapsed in Tennessee, I, of course, said it was everybody else's fault but his, and the injuries and then the organizational stuff and the upheaval within the organization, that Mike Vrabel is somebody that I can't imagine. If you have a head coach in flux, like, why wouldn't you want Mike Vrabel? I probably even said, I'd have to go back and look at it, but I probably even said that if Stefanski had a rough year last year, I was ready to do everything you could to go after Mike Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, obviously, we are all on solid footing with Kevin Stefanski, coach of the year, what he was able to do last year. And so the fact that Mike Vrabel is helping out, I'm like, what a resource. What an incredible football mind to have available 7 days a week. And then I'm being told, well, you're not going to have him on one of those days. Oh, what's the day? Oh, the one that matters, Sunday. I'm like, oh, that doesn't make sense.
That blew me away when Jason said, well, he's doing Monday through Saturday. Well, the Sunday result is the only one that matters. whatever they do on Sunday, that's the only thing. They could goof off Monday through Saturday, literally play duck, duck, goose the whole week. And then if they win on Sunday, who cares?
And I get it, Ken. You're a process guy. Process is what probably Kevin Stefanski would say wins the football games. Like, you put that work in all week. And so
he's been
a
head coach. Mike Vrabel's been a head coach. 216-474-0092. I know I'm going to get killed for this. Somebody said they still, you know, when we had our big fight, somebody said they still like me, even though I have awful takes every day about Cleveland sports. And I said, well, this is going to be one of these awful takes that you guys disagree with because you guys only see the final show. You don't see what goes into it. And Mike Vrabel's been a head coach before, and he knows that guys can get in the way. And a guy like Mike Vrabel knows that he can get in the way, and it can cause problems. I'm going to say no for the same reason I said no to Joe Flacco, and a lot of people got mad about that. And they got mad at – I don't want them to get mad at me. I want them to get mad at the reason for it, maybe. But really, that's the truth of it, is that why is Joe Flacco not back? Joe Flacco knew he wasn't going to come back. Why? Because they don't want fans who will be wearing Joe Flacco jerseys – They bought them. They'll still wear them.
This year they're going to wear them?
Yes. They don't want fans wearing Joe Flacco jerseys booing the starting quarterback while Joe Flacco's standing on the sidelines. We don't need to cause a distraction where it isn't needed. So let's go out and find another backup quarterback to help us out. And they went and they got a fine quarterback. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Kevin Stefanski hasn't coached 12 games in 2 years, though.
I understand that. But this is part of it. Is that they also know that in a PR standpoint, people call in and have called for his head after wins. Mm-hmm. The guy across the table from me had an aneurysm about that. Didn't say what he said yesterday morning, but had an aneurysm about that on the air about people calling in and calling for his head after they beat the 49ers. They beat the 49ers. People called in and called for that guy's job. So there is still a thought, well, Kevin Stefanski, I think, has flipped a lot of fans and has gotten a lot of fans. I think there are a lot of fans, and it's just what we do because we all want to be fair. We all want to be right, is we wait until we can be right, and then we're going to start to make our noise again. And if Mike Vrabel is there, the cameras gravitate towards Mike Vrabel. They know he's a coaching candidate. No matter where he goes, the cameras will find Mike Vrabel. And then that starts another conversation about game day stuff. There's also a thought of Mike Vrabel is such a good coach. He is. I very much respect him like anybody, any other fan would. Is that if he has a game day thought, that could seep into Kevin Stefanski. Then I have another thought of what my assistant coaches do and the power my assistant coaches have and what they are used for on game day. Then there's the thought of if he has that much power and things aren't going this way for them, is that, yes, there's going to be calls for Kevin Stefanski's job and to have him replaced by Mike Vrabel, a la kind of what happened with Mike Pettine and Kyle Shanahan. Anthony, when you wanted Kyle Shanahan to just replace Mike Pettine, and you were willing to just fire Mike Pettine after the 7-9 season, which did start out at 7-4, by the way. So you were willing to move on from Mike Pettine and put Kyle Shanahan in there. And Kyle Shanahan's a great head football coach, so I can't say none of that. So it would be history maybe repeating itself in some way. They want to avoid all that. They got this thing finally the way they want it. And it's been decently, can't say all the way successful, but it's been pretty decently successful. They've been a competitive franchise, but they also know that can fall apart at any moment. And why add problems and distraction where it doesn't need to be added?
So you do think it'd be a bit of a distraction?
Yes, I think Mike Vrabel would be great behind the scenes, and he is great behind the scenes, and I think he knows his role, and he probably wants it that way, where he doesn't want to be there on game day because he knows as well as anybody how this could work out. Yes.
Yeah, I guess I was wondering, man, I just thought that Stefanski was so secure. That's the one thing we have said about him.
In a lot of ways.
That I was like, man, what an arrangement that we could have here and that it could actually work out.
216-474-0092. Would you want Mike Vrabel to have a game day role? I know I'm going to lose this argument, but I know what the absolute truth of what Mike Vrabel would want it out to be.
Well, yes. If we're worried about him being a distraction on Sundays, isn't he a distraction of some sorts right now? And I know they're in West Virginia and they're disconnected from the fans being there right now, but isn't he a distraction of some sort right now? Mm-hmm.
And that's why.
So why is he in here?
And that's why he went out there and talked.
Who is he a distraction to?
Oh, I think that. Well,
just that we're talking about him at all.
Anything that they
Race Jameis Winston.
He can. I will say, I don't think he's a distraction now. He could be a distraction. And so what the Browns did, and I tell you what, they did the right thing, is they put him out there because he knows how to handle media. because he ain't no dummy, and he handled the media the right way and said exactly what he needed to say about all this stuff. And he was honest. He's going to be a head coaching candidate, and he's open for head coaching jobs. And no, I'm not trying to stir the pot here, but let's just be honest here. For all the Ohio State fans that are dreaming, yes, it's not lost on any of us. He's still in Northeast Ohio. He's right up the road from freaking Columbus. The season will go very, very well until late November, and then we'll find out how it really goes for Ryan Day. And then if it doesn't go well for Ryan Day, he's just up the road. He's right here in his home area. It's fish. It's a barrel. He'd love to be back at Ohio State. Let's be serious about that. Or he'd love to be back in the NFL. It doesn't matter. They know where to find him. So he'll come here. He'll recharge his batteries. He'll work on football. Sundays he'll watch, and I'm sure he will have very, very strong opinions of what's going on. But he will maybe share them if asked, but he's not going to go running in there and kicking down doors and doing the things that we all imagine Mike Vrabel could do. Because I think a lot. Did I say that he could beat up every head coach in the NFL?
Yes. Yeah, I think
at
so.
At one point. This is before Dan Campbell.
That's probably the smartest thing you've said, though.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
He definitely could beat up every head coach.
Well, the dumbest
Although
thing
I'd like to see him in McDermott. I think that'd be a fun one.
The dumbest thing about, because Sean McDermott's a state wrestling champion. The dumbest thing about Mike Vrabel is that I said I would take Freddie Kitchens over him. That was before Freddie coached the game. However, this saying this is not dumb. Game day role, I don't think he's interested in it. I don't think that the Browns are interested in it. 216-474-0092. Cool Ray in Bedford, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys feeling?
We're doing okay, Cool Ray. Go ahead.
So, in my opinion, I just think Vrabel was brought in to mentor Coach Stefanski. I think over the years we've seen how bad a coach he really is, but the Browns have gotten lucky with the defense in one game. Somehow we relate, the lucky wins to always a great coach. But think about it. If you're mentoring someone Monday through Thursday, you want to sit back and see if they're actually processing what you're teaching them on Sunday. And that's why he came in. That's why the hire was so quiet and he's not going to be there on Sundays on game days, is because Monday through Thursdays he's teaching Coach Stefanski all about his weak points. You guys was stressing it all last year about him not being he don't want to give his play calling duties and all this. I think Vrabel is here only to mentor Coach Stefanski to make him a better coach. It makes more sense that way.
I don't know if I'd have said it that way, but I agree with you, Cool Ray. Because I think Lima's taking it in a different way. I think if you can get good ideas from somebody who's been a successful head coach before, I think Kevin Stefanski's comfortable enough in his own skin to take that.
Right, and I don't think he would be here if Coach Stefanski would give up the play calling. But since he don't want to, then we know that he's got to learn how to be a better head coach and get quality wins. Wins are wins, yes, but it's how you win is what.
So Coach you don't think Vrabel's learning anything from Stefanski?
I don't think so. I think it's the other way around. But
that part I do disagree with. I think that they can share ideas there. I think that they can learn something from each other.
You can always learn something from each other. But when it comes to football knowledge and winning and how to manage different personalities and how to make different play calls in certain situations, that's where Stefanski's weak at. And so this is where I think that Vrabel is here for only, and then he's going to sit back and he's going to watch on Sunday and see if all his anything he's trying to teach Stefanski, is he putting it into play.
Cool, Ray.
He's probably going to take nothing from the two-time coach of the year.
Thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. No, he's going to – Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel, I think, is one of the smartest minds in the NFL, and he's smart enough to know Stefanski's figured out a few things.
216.
I'll go ahead and take some stuff from him.
474-0092. Should Mike Vrabel have a game day role? Owen, you're completely right, by the way. You don't need me to tell you that, though. Should Mike Vrabel have a game day role? This came up in the final minute of the show yesterday. I thought it was just going to be an innocuous little ditty at the end, and it turned into a big argument. Owen and Lima believe that he should. I don't. I think that I say no for the same reason I said no to Joe Flacco coming back. Nothing against Joe Flacco. Did a good job. You don't want to start the season with any sort of doubt against your guy. Kevin Stefanski, we could say, yeah, he's proven it. They know better than anybody these things can change. And God, you could sit there and say, if they don't even make the playoffs, like you brought this up, is Stefanski insulated beyond anything now? Is he insulated among anything? Like if Deshaun Watson goes out and has a bad season, could they pick Stefanski over Deshaun?
I have made that argument because I know that sounds ridiculous given the cap situation and the money, but Stefanski has been so good for this team and this organization and working lockstep with the organization, being able to deal with all the adversity that they dealt with last year and then make that a playoff team when we were all basically like, season's over.
Yeah.
Like that to me was incredible that you're changing the whole offense to suit Watson, and if it doesn't work again with Watson and you're 0-3, what else are you going to do? What other offenses are out there?
You end up putting it on him is what you end up doing.
Stefanski also proved last year, like, if it doesn't work with this changed offense, we can just go back to my offense with a different guy and get it done that way.
But the Browns don't want to be the team that let Mike Vrabel just go, and then they're the ones that didn't jettison Kevin Stefanski, who, again, I know he's a good guy, and you know he's a good guy. Most people, they just hear his press conferences, and they think he's wooden and laconic, and he ain't going to give anybody any answers. And there's plenty of people who are just down bored by him. That's all there is to it. He is not Dan Campbell.
But
he's not entertaining the people behind him.
He's loosened up a little in the last, probably since halfway through last season. His press conferences have changed.
I don't know.
Tone's changed a little bit.
We did just kind of make a joke about them going, what did you do yesterday? We worked. I mean, that's what he said. That's what he said.
It's training camp.
I know, but he gave a two-word answer there. So he's still him. He's loosened up compared to what he used to be, but I don't think he's Don
Rickles.
He's
also this guy.
Hey, whatever it takes.
And I've seen way more of that in the last six months than I have.
He's had plenty of reasons to do
it. In the previous 3.5 years.
He's had plenty of reasons to do it. And you know and I know and everybody else knows he's more than willing to come in here. And so when he's more than willing to come in here, we see him in a different light because he has chopped it up a little bit during the breaks
I've
with us.
I've gained so much more respect for him in the last year than I never thought I would be able to. And at the same time, I think not having Mike Vrabel around the team on the day that the game happens is a mistake.
But he will still see what's going on. He knows the process of what happens. He knows what mistakes will be made.
We can't course correct, though, during a game if he's not there.
But it's not his job to course correct it. It's his job to consult.
Why not use all available resources?
You can try to use all available resources.
Well,
but
you're not making one available.
Mike Vrabel is also a man who knows how popular Mike Vrabel is. He knows the football universe lost their minds when he got fired. Lost their minds. Myself included, you were shocked. I mean, we were calling Amy Adams, Strunk Adams, by the way, not the actress. We were calling her, I think that's her first name, is Amy. I mean, we thought that this thing is just a runaway train and you're not going to ever be able to fix this thing after Mike Vrabel was fired. There were some Titans fans who all thought we were stupid and Titans media who thought we were stupid, but now they're getting into big arguments with their defensive tackle, so who the hell knows what's going on down there. But for us, like everybody else thought that they were crazy doing it. Mike Vrabel knows what everybody's saying about him. He knows, even if he doesn't pay attention, his agent's telling him, they know that he's going to be the hottest coaching candidate for whoever falls apart. I hate to say it, if Mike Tomlin and the Steelers part ways, I know they gave him an extension, but they try to do that with everybody. If Mike Tomlin and the Steelers part ways, he is a home run candidate, a total home run. If Ryan Day and the Ohio State Buckeyes part ways, he is a total home run candidate. He knows that. And he knows the type of distraction he could be if he were standing on the sidelines in one of these games, because it's about to happen because it's professional football. Even happened last year where the fourth quarter's out of reach and you're down by a bunch and the broadcasters ain't got nothing to talk about other than, hey, let's go in the truck. We're going to go to camera 6. There's Mike Vrabel. Show Mike Vrabel. And all of a sudden, Iron Eagle. Mike Vrabel, one of the hottest candidates in professional football right now, today not going the Browns' way. He's watching this go on, and then you're going to have Charles Davis. Yeah, and you got to be thinking about what he's thinking right now. A lot of talk here. You don't want to start that. He knows you don't want to start that. Even if he was in the booth, even if he was in the hallways, like Rasputin, you don't want to be a part of that. I respect him for it. Rodney in Cleveland, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hi, Rodney.
Hey, man, I'm looking at this Vrabel situation, and honestly, and I always thought that an NFL team need to have a coach that's not inside the building that can evaluate you and see what you're doing and scout you and let you know what you need to adjust on. if you have a coach within the building every day, he's pretty much going to be in a head coach's pocket. He's going to agree with everything. But to keep him away to evaluate on game day, I think that's a great deal, man.
Well, there's also a tendency there to not even just agree with a coach. Like, I think there's plenty of guys in a coaching staff who may disagree, and they might encourage something like that, not on purpose, but they might encourage your free thought. But there's also where you can get into a bubble. Like, you can, like, everybody, even though they don't agree with each other on all things, can believe in a cause so much that they all run it off a cliff, Rodney. And it might be nice to have him in his outsider perspective while he consults with them.
I agree with that, Ken. I mean, I agree with that 100%. And to keep him, I mean, like you say, the announcers, all that, keep him away so after the game, he can come back and say, look, man, if I'm playing you next week, this is what I'm preparing to do for you. And I think that would be a great role for him.
Rodney, thank you very much for the call.
How many coaches on a game day are actually wearing headsets?
A lot of them, I think. That's what I
felt like. You know, the only thing that I'm thinking of is Vrabel seems to, and if you've watched any of his podcasts, any of the stuff he's done over the last year since he's really been out of that head coaching role, I mean, he's telling these stories, these amazing stories. He always has a good sense of humor behind him as well, because you think of him as a meathead, but yet he's like an intellectual. The way that football, in football terms, the way that he thinks about the game, that he creates these loopholes that have been used that they've had to outlaw afterwards. And I'm like, man, that is a guy that in the last 5 minutes of a football game, to take advantage, whether it's time management, whether it's his understanding of officiating, he seems to have a better understanding than a lot of these other coaches.
But
I just feel like that could be invaluable.
If you have your defensive coordinator, you go to your QC or anything like that, what did you hire me for? Why are you going to this outside guy? Why didn't you come to me?
Then I
have it, and if it doesn't go our way, even if it does go our way, there's a fear of internal struggle down the line.
I hear what you're saying and Rodney's saying, but if it's great to have him away, and I don't disagree with Rodney in theory, but why is he there now? Why are we not doing this from the outside looking in and truly being away from it now? That's my A. B, they already have somebody like that in the organization. It's probably the least respected guy in the front office. Paul D. Podesta is in San Diego every day, and all we ever hear is, where you at, Paul? That would be the same thing if we ever heard anything about Vrabel chiming in on a situation.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And him never being around the team.
Well, you only hear that when things aren't going well. I didn't have to say that much last year.
Yeah. No, that's true. Are we just basically the way that his position is outlined right now, how we're being told about it and clarified. Mm. Are we just not going to talk about Mike Vrabel the whole year?
Probably not.
If things go bad, people will bring him.
Well, honestly, okay,
I get that.
If we did, if he wasn't at practice every day, we probably wouldn't be talking about him now.
If things go,
and he did a press conference.
If things go well for us, yeah, he's. I mean, he's a notable figure, and I see that they were right to do that.
They brought in former GMs before to be consultants, but you don't see him out in front of everything all the time, so you don't talk about.
They don't do a press conference. I did have somebody in the NFL reach out to me and said, "Boy, that is bizarre. That's not something that normally transpires in the NFL." That a guy, especially not involved in game day operations, but that a guy that is taking a paycheck for a team, especially with his status and who he is not going to be there every day, but is doing a press conference. Like, that is different.
But he is at training camp, and I mean, they can see him. He's having races with Jameis Winston, for crying out loud. Like, you kind of want to give the media their pound of flesh, and he knows how to handle that, and he knows that we'll respect his
words. Oh, yeah, I don't think anything bad happened, you know, because of it.
I mean, it's not Buddy Ryan.
I didn't have a problem with it.
Like, Buddy Ryan would have went out there and goes, yeah, I should be the head coach of this football team. Yeah, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's too intellectual. He doesn't have these guys' pulses. I need to be the head coach of this football team. Now, Buddy Ryan was a great defensive coordinator, but he could be a lout as far as a person at times. They know Mike Vrabel ain't going to do that. He's smart. He knows how to play the game. There isn't even much of a game to be played because it's all going to go to him anyway. Because if things go really well for us, and I hope that they do, and they really should because of this roster. By the way, Yahoo ranked us 7th. Somebody just sent that to me on social media. 7th best in the power rankings right now to start off their season.
They'd
they
be
did the
top
power
five
rankings.
If Vrabel was in the building.
Yeah, well, maybe,
that's
be?
Maybe that's a possibility. The Vrabel bump. But if things go poorly for somebody else, and they will, Mike Vrabel's going to be one of the first names people think of. Mitch, please.
All right, so we have a follow-up to yesterday's clip that was caught on 104.5 The Zone yesterday between Jeffrey Simmons and Buck Rising. This is a follow-up.
Is Buck Rising wrestling in SummerSlam this weekend?
Because
that's what it sounds
are
like.
Are the two of these guys in a whole bit now?
Anyway, Simmons actually apologized for the incident with media members down in Upper Nashville yesterday. This is via Kayla Anderson on Twitter. She's from 104.5 The Zone. Let's have a listen here.
We all know what happened yesterday. A lot of y'all have been here since I've been here. So y'all know me. That's not who I am. That's not who I want to be seen as. I talked to Buck. We have an understanding. I have an understanding where we're coming from. I have an understanding where he's coming from. He have a job. I have a job. I take full accountability of my actions on the field. I mean, that'll never happen again with me. Like I said, I always talk about that switch, when to turn it on, when to turn it off. I was kind of still had it on coming off the field, of course, with the way practice went. But like I said, that's not me. It'll never happen again.
Jeffrey Simmons didn't have to apologize for a thing. He didn't have to apologize for a single thing.
I kind
thing.
Of agree with
I
you.
I wish he wouldn't have apologized. Listen, this is part of it, is that, hey, there was a clip of you and me yelling at each other earlier today, and there are plenty of people that are entertained by the clip. There's also plenty of people who are haters with a Z. Not plenty of people. There's some people who are haters with a Z, and they're coming after us. I'm going, hey, not everybody's going to love it, all right? In the words of the late, great Pete Franklin, I could be handing out free ice cream, and half of the people are going to complain that it's not chocolate. Okay. It's just what we deal with. Now, I can choose to just turn the other cheek or try to have fun with people on the internet or whatever because it's Twitter and it ain't real. Okay? I can choose to do that. Or if he wanted to, he can go at him. We're all big boys here. If Jeffrey Simmons wanted to go after the guy, not physically, but if he wanted to go after the guy and let him know that I'm reading what you're writing and I don't like that, you're more than welcome. You have every right to do that. You have every right to yell at the guy. If you want to cuss at the guy, fine. I wouldn't want it on the air. I would hope he'd wait until a commercial break. But yeah, go right on ahead.
Well, it would
and do
be
that.
Great. It would be great if they had a real genuine moment. You know, not like wrestling. Like, it would have been very nice to hear them, you know, be able to articulate their differences. And you know, he's saying you're hiding behind social media. Well, that is social media. We're all putting stuff out there on social media. Yeah. But the real honest broker of, you know, doing this for a living, like, there's nothing I wouldn't say.
Well, this
in
is
person.
Why, this is what you
I
did.
Don't,
you
I
told
don't hide
Joe.
Behind social media. You don't hide behind social media. We would say these things.
Because I don't say anything on Twitter about a player I wouldn't say to their face. And there's been times where it's been tight, and I know that's been documented, but there hasn't been anything I haven't said about a player that I haven't been willing to say to their face. Because there's, and that's why I wait until I'm on the radio or on TV or wherever to say these things we say about players because it provides a context. You can hear it in my voice. If I go ahead and I say something, if I write something about a player who's playing poorly, there might be some context to when I say it and how you read it that's different. There might be a reason the guy is playing poorly. Like when we bring up Jared Allen. And I write that there's probably two players that are no longer, two people in the organization that are no longer there that seem to have a problem with him. Well, then we could talk about it on the radio. And I try to leave the as much context in.
Now the other part of it there is he said he had a switch. See, I think this is where we have to understand, especially in that sport, as much as we try to personalize or humanize the players, as much as we try to go behind the scenes and we show that these guys are just like us, that they play video games just like us, they go to restaurants just like us, oh, they're having kids, they have real moments with their children just like us. I just don't ever really think they're just like us. I think to sign up for this sport, there is a switch.
No.
They do have, I think at times, maybe tempers, although, you know, we all have tempers. Ken, go back to the segment we did earlier.
I never threw a stapler at anybody. I'm telling you right now, I got five lawyers for a reason.
But our switch is very different.
They got their eyes on you.
Our switch is very different, right? Our switch is very different from theirs because theirs has to be. Yeah. Theirs is for security. Theirs is for real life. I know people don't like the mixed metaphors of war, but they're on a battlefield. They really are. They're on a they put themselves at risk in a way.
It's emotional.
That the insurance broker doesn't. That the sports talk radio host doesn't.
It's emotional.
They just do.
It's emotional.
But when you have an opportunity to talk to somebody and they tell you, come sit down and let's talk. And then you go, no, not going to talk to you.
I wish you would have talked.
I think you do need to come out and say something.
Well, I think you need to be, I think the person who's making the criticisms or anything need to be fair. And I don't just, you can't help when you do this.
Well, he had the opportunity in the forum. He's sitting there saying things that you shouldn't be getting on the air anyway.
No,
he knows he's on the radio right there. He's got the headset on.
He shouldn't do that. But I do think if he has a problem with Buck Rising or whoever it is, or he had a problem with Anthony Lima, he should say it. If he had a problem with me, I'd go on and run and I hide. No. There's been guys that you can't help guys you like to pull punches. Okay? Everybody does it. I don't care who anybody who says that they do not pull punches does not have a job in media because they've never been friends with anybody and they probably don't have many friends in real life if they don't pull punches on anything. Okay? You can't help but to pull some punches. I've done that before, and I'll do it again. I've pulled punches on guys. I don't even need to pull punch on like a guy like on a guy like Nick Chubb. I told you, Nick Chubb does not really want to talk to me at all. Why? Because I'm a media member. Okay, but I respect what Nick Chubb does.
He's probably been done dirty by somebody, or at least in his mind.
Anybody who's told me anything about Nick Chubb tells me he's a genuine guy, so I don't need to say anything to Nick Chubb. In fact, I told you, I said it on the air at the Kevin Stefanski event. I said I'm a media member. He goes, oh, sorry, bye. And that was it. I don't hold that against Nick Chubb, and I never will. I can respect him, and we can be fair about this. And that doesn't mean I'm going to go bucket-mouthing him on Twitter or anything like that, and I don't need to do it on the air. But there may be a day, and I would hope that if he were to hear it and be upset, there would be context. I'm going, well, how much do we expect from Nick Chubb coming up this season? I expect him to maybe be back by Halloween a couple of weeks ago, or maybe he'd be back by the 1st of October, a week four, anything like that. There's context to this. Doesn't mean that Nick Chubb's the worst running back ever. Doesn't mean that he's overrated. No, he's coming back from a serious injury. So there's context to things that are being said here. You can hear it in my voice. That yes, I respect Nick Chubb greatly as a running back, as a player, as a person. But I know that he does not want to speak to me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.